Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with my bestie.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Hi.
Mariah, welcome to the show.
Thank you
so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I just adore you.
I know, I love you. I'm so obsessed with you. I'm obsessed with your living room.
Come over, please. Can we have a girl's
night?
I
need to see it. Did you know? No, you didn't know this. Did you know I've had your living room saved on my Pinterest?
Shut up.
And I didn't know it was yours.
Everyone tells me that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's
big
exhausting
fan of the couch.
Being a famous living room. It's just so
the
exhausting.
The first influencer living
being
room.
So viral.
Yeah. That'd be so fun. An Instagram account just for the living room.
Literally.
Thirst traps.
Funny enough, Natalie, I remember I like jumped on like, because I helped produce Pretty Basic, which
right.
is the girls' podcast. And when she was on Pretty Basic and we were at home doing Zoom, I remember her being like, wait, your living room.
Yeah.
But, like,
I know
so
this
many
living
people,
room. Yeah.
So many people have like hit me up because of my living room. It's hilarious.
That's
like,
awesome.
It's because the couch.
What a dream. Yeah, but it's
and
such
then
a
the
dream.
Windows,
the windows.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah. You gotta come over. We'll do a girls' night.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Anyway, Mariah, can you tell me, like, give me your elevator pitch. I feel like you're never like one-on-one on a podcast that
yeah,
often,
it's,
right?
It's rare, yeah.
Yeah? Have you been on a few?
A few. I did like Matt King's. I just did Todd and Brett's.
Oh, I love them.
Like 2 days ago.
I did theirs too.
Yeah.
They're great.
And I did Dropouts podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they're it. So cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me your like elevator pitch. Who is Mariah if for some reason someone doesn't know?
For some reason. A lot of people don't know. I'm Mariah Amato. I am 27 years old, 5'2". Imagine.
Slay.
Just a slay.
You're like, this is how much I weigh. This is my social security number.
I am playing the role of I'm a dancer and influencer now, which is exciting. That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's funny. For some reason, I thought, okay.
Jersey, New York. Yeah. I get it all the time.
Oh, my God.
So it's confusing because I was born in New York. I was born on Staten Island.
Oh,
yes.
So okay, that's why you can play the Staten Island mom so well.
And a lot of people are like, are you from Jersey? Because they get confused with the accent. It's the same accent, but my family's from New York, New Jersey, and my like parents and siblings, we moved to Pennsylvania when we were young, but the rest of my family's still like in Jersey, New York.
So was this like a parents' work thing that you moved to Pennsylvania? Like, why'd you move there?
So my parents, they were born and raised Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Oh my gosh.
So after 30 years, they were like, let's get the hell out of here. Once they had their kids, they were like, we want to move to the country.
Got it.
And it's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, like we want suburban life.
Right, yeah. So they wanted a change, and they did.
Okay, how was your childhood? How was, like, you have siblings, right?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm one of four.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're all, like, a year or two apart.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're really, really close in age. Beat the shit out of each other growing up, you know. Me and my younger brother, we got along really well. I don't think we've ever had a fight ever, but then me and my sister, fighting over clothes, me and my older brother, physical fight. Like, it's just, like, you know, sibling.
Yeah,
Don't take my stuff. Yeah. Stop touching me. Just get out of my room, you know. Mm-hmm. But we get along really well. Like, we all have the same friend group back in Pennsylvania. Like, we all hang out with the same people.
That's the best.
It's really, really – I want my future kids to be that close in age.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, it's worth it. Like, the teenage phase – you can get past it.
Exactly.
But being an adult and being able to like hang out with each other, like when I go home, like we just want to hang out all the time. Like, we get along so well.
It's also kind of nice for the parents because even though it's like so hectic during those years, like once you're done.
Right.
You know?
Right. And we watched each other.
Yeah.
Like once my older brother was old enough, he was like the babysitter. Yeah. And it was like, but it was fun. It was nice.
So are you second to, what's your birth order?
Older brother.
Okay.
Nick. I'm Mariah. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. My sister, Frances, and then my brother, John. So I'm
you're
second
the
oldest.
Oldest sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you have middle child energy?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't even really know what that means. It's just like people say they have it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like middle child syndrome.
I'm the firstborn, and I definitely have firstborn energy.
How many siblings?
Just one brother.
All right.
But he's like definitely has the younger sibling energy.
Right. My younger brother is definitely younger brother energy. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
He gets away with everything because we were the guinea pigs. Like me and my older brother were the guinea pigs. Like my mom was like, no cell phone till you're 16.
Yes.
But then my brother gets one at like 14. So it's just like, you know.
So were you tight with your parents growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you do a lot of like dance, sports, like what was your thing?
We were all in sports. I was in dance my whole life. Of course, I took a little break to do soccer when I was 5 and,
awesome.
You know, typical. But other than that, like I just danced most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then did you move to LA to pursue dance?
Yeah. So I got offered a teaching position at a studio out here.
What? Okay. How did this happen?
Okay.
Did you go to college?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Oh, my God. My parents were like, why don't you take a year off after high school?
Oh, really?
I was that bad at school. Yeah. They were like, you're good.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, you just are...
The whole gap year thing where you decide, like, if you want to go to school, that whole thing. My parents encouraged it for me and my older brother because we were very hands-on. Like, he ended up roofing and landscaping. Like, we're very physical. And then my younger brother and younger sister went to college because they're very... They're all brains.
Okay.
I'm street smart. They're... Book smart.
Got
you know
it.
What I mean?
And do they go to colleges near your hometown?
My brother went to Penn State, which is in Pennsylvania, and then my sister went to a community college.
Okay,
so she's a teacher now.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did dance, and then you got offered the position at the dance studio.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's a really funny story. So, me and my sister came out to LA for a vacation in 2015.
And she's only a year younger than you?
2 years younger than
me. Okay, 2 years.
Yeah. So... We came out for vacation just to, like, see L.A. because all we knew of in L.A. was what we saw on Tumblr.
Yeah, like literally
in and out the Grove. So we were like, let's go to the Grove in LA. Yeah. Like, so we went every single day. So we went out for vacation. And we stayed in this area called Montebello. I don't know if you know where that is.
I
didn't know LA. Like no.
When I first came
LA
here,
LA is too big.
Yes, my mom was like, "Oh, like we got a hotel in Marina Del Rey, and we were like supposed to be in like,
oh no,
like Santa Monica, and also downtown because I was touring FITM, and we were like, oh, like it's so big.
It's so big. Like the address can say Los Angeles, but it's 45 minutes away. That's where we were. So we were 45 minutes away from the hot spots, but we stayed at the cheapest hotel. We didn't have money.
Yeah.
So we showed up, and I looked. I told myself that I wanted to move to LA. In high school, I was like, I really want to go to LA. Just try it out. For dance, but I said, I told myself, don't move until you have a set job there. I didn't want to come here and not have anything.
Yeah.
Because I had no money. Mm-hmm. I like didn't have any money. So we came out for vacation. I just looked up the nearest dance studio and there was one, like it was maybe 2 miles away, but we also like didn't rent a car or anything. So we walked 2 miles to the studio.
You're kidding.
And I was like, let's just go in and see if they're hiring. She was like, let's do it. Like me and my sister.
Is she a dancer?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's supportive. Yeah. So she was like, just go do it. So I walked in, didn't tell them I was on vacation. I just said, I'm a dance teacher. I primarily teach acrobatics. Are you hiring? And she was like, actually, we have an acrobatics class being taught in 2 hours. Do you want to come teach it? And we'll see how you do. And I was like, yeah. So my sister and I went out to eat. We're like freaking out. And then I'm like, what do I tell my parents if I like get this job, whatever. So I come back to the studio. I teach the class. The kids and I get along. The owners and I get along. And she offered me a position on the spot.
Stop.
She was like, we love you. Like, we love how you work with the kids. Do you want to work here? And I was like, yes. However, I was like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't live here. I live across the country. And she was like, what do you mean? Gave her the whole rundown. And I said, if you can guarantee me this position, I'll move whenever you need me to. And this was August and the season starts in September.
Oh my
gosh.
So
she was like, can you be here in a month? I said, yes. I had
$200
to my name. I went home and told my parents and they were like, huh? And they helped me out and they were like, all right, let's do it.
So did you do the big drive or did you fly?
I flew.
Okay.
I flew Spirit Airlines. Loved every second of it.
The best. I just saw you guys this, your new, one of your latest episodes.
Talking about Spirit?
Yes, how they like made it nice.
It's gorgeous. It's sleek. It's sexy.
But I'm like, what's the catch?
What's the catch?
Are they raising the prices?
I don't know, actually.
I'm very intrigued. Anyway.
We should book a flight.
Yeah, just to see.
Right here.
Vlog it. Anyway, okay, so you moved out here. Where did you move to in LA?
I moved to, I don't really talk about like the story. It's crazy. I moved to Bellflower, which is like Long Beach area.
Okay.
Again, didn't know how far that was from everything, but it was close to the studio.
Okay.
So I moved into this Airbnb.
Okay.
Because I was looking at rent and I was like, I don't have $1,000. Like, I just don't have thousands of dollars. I don't understand how people do this. I had a full meltdown and my parents were like, let's look at Airbnb. Maybe you can stay somewhere for months at a time. And then when you start making money from the studio, you'll find a place.
Yeah.
So I stayed at this Airbnb and it was dirt cheap. It was like $100 a week.
Oh my gosh.
However,
oh gosh,
it was under construction. So there was like no floor. It was like, I have pictures. It was like one thin mattress on the floor. There was sawdust everywhere. Like, that's what I walked into.
Wow.
So this guy was like, I'll Airbnb this as long as you need, but as soon as the house is done, like, you gotta get out. And I was like, okay, no problem. So I stayed there. I didn't tell my parents how bad it was. I was just kind of like, I didn't tell my dad.
Okay.
I was kind of hinting towards my mom, and then I sent her pictures, and she was like, don't show daddy. Like, he can't know. He'll freak out. He would just get worried. So then he ended up putting the house up for sale. It was done. And
how many, like, how many months have gone by?
I want to say it was maybe 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
It was a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he said, but I do have another place, same situation, like 5 minutes away if you want to stay there until that house is done. I was like, all right, another like under construction. So now there's like construction workers in and out every day. So I was like,
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. And I had one suitcase this whole time of like my stuff. And I like didn't unpack because there was sawdust.
Yeah.
There was no kitchen. I barely had a bathroom. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I started working at the studio. I was trying to save money. And I was like, this isn't enough. Like, being a dancer and being a teacher like doesn't pay the bills. So I started working at Panda Express.
The best.
The best. Yeah, love it. And then he ended up saying, all right, we put the house up for sale. Like, do you have somewhere to go? I lied and said yes. And I didn't. And I knew one friend in LA. Wow. So I packed my suitcase and I like went to his house and I was like, what do I, like, I don't have a place to stay. What yeah. do I do? I was like, I'm homeless right now. Literally. Like, he was like, obviously you can stay here. So for a few days I was stuck. I was ready to fly home and I was like, this is impossible. Did you ever feel that? Like, it's impossible to live here. It's yeah. crazy.
I mean, okay, not, I'm like, not to your extent, mm-hmm. but. There were so many times where I felt like mine was more so struggles with finding, like, I was like, how do people have friends here?
Or
I
yes, was like, that was the other thing.
I literally was like, how, like, I'm not connecting with anyone.
Right.
I'm not finding anyone I vibe with. How, like, how do I get a job when I know no one?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I, yes. I went to school
Same
here.
Same feeling.
So, like, oh, I okay. did, I was... Luckily, I was like, I had that.
Right.
And, you know, I had things to do. Like, I had to go to class, whatever. My parents were helping me pay for college. So I was right. so grateful to be in that situation. But, like, the first, I'm not kidding you, 3 years, I hated it here.
Three
I was like,
years?
The first 3 years,
That's
I was like,
it's a long time.
No, the first 3 years, I was like, it was weird because I did hate it sometimes, but also I did love, like, the energy, like, the opportunity, like, the what if this happened to me, or, like, right. what if I do make it?
There's like, no other place like L.A.
Yeah, so it's, like, yeah. It was, like, a love-hate, and then I just, like, would look back at all my hometown friends who were in, like, big state schools just, like, going to frats and right. living the rest of life, and I'm, like, how do I get a job in the entertainment industry? Like, yeah. I was just... I didn't
it's
understand.
It's the same feeling. Yeah.
It's like very hard when you know no, because it sounds like you knew no one either.
I knew one friend.
Yeah.
One. And I was in the same boat. I was like, how do people meet? Because I had my guard up. I was like, I'm not going to like fall into any like weird traps. And...
Yeah. And even to go like out to anything, you'd have to pay for like a $30 Uber, which is
oh,
expensive.
Yeah. It's
when you
stupid
one have
expensive.
No money or when
yeah.
you're in college.
Right.
And I'm like, fork, like, do I want to spend that on that or groceries or yeah. like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, stuff it was like a toss that. Up. Yeah, those were the problems.
Okay, so you moved or you show up at this guy's house,
right? So I'm just like, what do I do? I call my mom. I was like, I'm coming home, and she was like, and my parents were like, you got this, like, figure it out. You can figure it out.
That's what my parents were too. But I'm so grateful they were.
Yes,
in the moment,
me too,
I was like,
because I would have went home.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have wanted someone home. Like, it's okay, honey. Like, come home.
Yeah,
we'll help pay for your flight. Right. I would have been home, and I would have never made it.
Yeah. So
if you're a parent, yeah. be stern with your kid.
Yeah, you know, yeah. like my parent, they never gave me like money or anything because they didn't have enough money for like themselves.
Yeah.
So like they were like, I wish I could help you, but like you got this, like stay at his house. Like you can figure this out. We'll help you. So they
That's
were
amazing.
Doing research.
It's tough love, honestly.
Yeah. And yeah. then luckily, thank God, there was like some guardian angel over me. But I went to the studio the next day. They found out my situation and there was a family at the studio who has an empty back house. So like a guest house.
Love a rich LA family.
A guest house. It was, the whole thing was a little smaller than this room.
Wow.
Like tiny, okay. tiny, tiny. But I really got along with this family mm-hmm. and they ended up being, she was like my second mom. So like if anything
oh
were
God.
To happen, I would go to her house.
That's
so
amazing.
I felt so safe. So I stayed there for like a year.
And did you have to pay rent there?
I did.
Okay.
It was, oh my God, it was also nothing, but it was still like, I was still paycheck to paycheck. It was like $800.
Okay.
Which is nothing for LA.
Nothing
but
for
it's a lot
LA, but
for,
it is still a lot.
Yeah, not yeah. having a lot of money. But I made it work and they helped me out and I'm really grateful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And are they near the studio or was there?
They're in East LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So it's they're like 20 minutes from the studio.
Awesome.
But
and
yeah.
then what happened? Like, I'm like, okay, how'd you get here now? This is so interesting.
Yeah, just saving money from Panda Express. That really like helped me a lot.
And you were still at the studio?
I was still at the okay. studio. Yeah, so I was teaching at two studios. I taught all the way in Long Beach area and all the way on Sunset Boulevard. Like,
oh
I don't know
gosh.
What I was doing. I was like, I need money. So
where on Sunset?
Right by, I don't even know, actually. There's like a shoe palace.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Awesome.
I just remember passing a shoe palace. Anyway, So I was working at studios. I was just scraping any money I could.
Were you working at the studio during the day or?
It would be after school hours. So like 4 o'clock to 9 p.m.
And then during the day, would you be at Panda?
Panda. Okay. And then late at night, if I had to babysit, I ended up like finding people to like babysit for. So I was like,
the best.
Yeah.
That's the
dipping
best
my
job.
Toes into yeah. everything. Or love nannying. Babysitting. Yeah. Love it.
I did that too a lot. Babysitting. Love it. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. Oh my God, I have so many questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you're in that situation, yeah. Like, were you like, I just want to be in LA, I don't care? Or like, what was your dream? Were you like, I want to be a professional dancer? Like,
yeah, I want.
Like, when you were going through it and you were like, I don't know if I can make it, like, what was keeping you going?
Honestly, my family, I would say.
Really?
And, yeah. And I came, so Pennsylvania is really close to New York, so I would go on auditions in New York all the time. As soon as I turned 18, I started getting paid professionally for dancing, just little jobs here or there.
How would you get that?
There was a Facebook group called New York Dancers, and they would just post, like, we need somebody for this. Like, who wants to audition for this? It seemed very, like, underground, very strange. But I showed up at these auditions, and I would book them.
Uh-huh. And this is when you lived at home?
This is when I lived at home, yeah. So I would be back and forth to New York, and I also worked at a studio there. So I would go to the city for these auditions, and I was booking everything. I booked everything I got because I...
Because you're good.
I'm a hip-hop... I'm a hip-hop dancer. I'm a tumbler. I can do all these, like, things, and New York dancers are like jazz and ballet and Broadway, but I didn't want to do Broadway. I wanted to do commercial.
Oh, that's so true.
So I was like, okay, I'm booking a lot here. Let's do a challenge and let's go to LA. So I came here. I don't book shit.
Oh, really?
Nothing. It's so, like, I suck here. It's so, I know I don't suck.
Okay.
I'm really hard on myself, but I don't book anything here. It's really, really difficult. So I'm like, I'm not booking anything. I'm not making money. I'm just like, maybe it's a sign. Maybe this isn't for me.
And how old were you when you moved here?
21.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing the New York stuff. You mm-hmm. moved when you were 21. Mm-hmm. You're working for the studio. You're working for Panda. And then were you still aspiring to be like a professional dancer?
Yeah. So somebody at the dance studio was signed with an agency out here. And I ended up signing with them. He reached out and he was like, hey, you have to check out this girl. She's just moved here. So I signed with them.
This is how it happens.
This is how it happens. Connect. It's all about who you know.
Also,
it really is.
What you're saying with the struggling and the paying and the showing up at the friends with the suitcase. So many people do that here.
Yeah. It's like, but no one talks about it. Nobody talks about it. Yeah. I never talk.
So true.
I think I've only brought that up once on our podcast a year ago.
Yeah.
I never talk about
it. No, that is.
Yeah.
I know so many of my friends have had that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody was homeless at one point. Like, it's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. But having that support system, like, really helps you to keep going. Like, it was literally my family that helped me. My siblings, like, they were working paycheck to paycheck, and they were like, if you need any money, like, I'll give you anything. I'm just like, I just don't know what to do. Like, how do people do it? So I just had to pick up as many jobs as possible. And then in that whole mist of it, I met this girl named Jess. We met...
She a dancer?
She's not a dancer. Okay. But we met at... It wasn't a party. It was just, like, an after party type thing, but there was like six people in this one apartment and everybody went out to go smoke weed and we were the only two that didn't smoke, so we stayed back and ended up talking and getting along, and everyone came back in and they were like, are you guys like sisters or cousins? Because you like look alike. And we were like, no, we just met tonight. So we really hit it off. We became really good friends. She ended up being my friend, like my really close friend here, and she would take me and introduce me to other, like, her friends.
Yeah.
So she told me one day, she was like, we're going to go party at my friend Zane and Heath's house.
Oh, what?
And she's like, you're going to, I don't know why, but you're going to love Heath. And I was like, all right, like, I'm not looking to, like, see anybody, but she was like, I just want you, like, I think you'll get along.
Shut up.
Yeah, so we showed up. And he hates when I say this, but she was hyping him up. And then I showed up and he was like smoking a cigarette and dressed as a cowboy. And I was like, huh? I was like, do you not know me at all? And she was like, no, trust me. Like, just let him open his mouth. So yeah. I introduced myself and like we hit it off from there. And then the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so.
There's a lot to
Mariah,
this story.
This is a really cool story.
Thank
Seriously.
You. Thank you.
Okay. So many questions.
Yeah.
So who was most pivotal in your those years for you? Was that family?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still in touch with them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think they're the reason I stayed out here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I would not know what to do. I couldn't afford an apartment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you feel like makes people want to help you?
I think...
Because they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I love helping people. So I think they see that and they want to return the favor or... I don't know. I feel like I'd give off the energy that, like, I would do it for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you absolutely do.
Yeah. I try to help as many people. Like, even when I'm at my lowest, I'll make sure somebody else's needs are before mine.
Yeah.
So I think people pick that up, I would say.
Yeah. That's so true. I feel like also, though, like, you would never... The thing about LA is there's a lot of, like, you know, the clout demons or whatever that all these influencers talk about. But, like, you... have zero expectations for anyone or anything, I feel like. And so,
people
are like, no, she would never expect me to do this. So therefore, like, I just want to help her so much because, like, she's going to be so, like, I can tell that, like, you would be so grateful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about that.
And I never ask for help ever.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I just try to figure it out myself. Yeah, I would never ask ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't want to it's not even like being embarrassed or anything.
You don't want to be a burden.
Yeah, I don't want to inconvenience
Me too.
Anybody.
Me too. Oh
the
my God.
Second I feel like I'm inconveniencing somebody, that's when my anxiety kicks in. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, all right, well, it was eating me alive earlier. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like now that you're in the position you're in, do you... Well, first of all, did you ever feel like you would like be to where you are now? Because I'm like...
Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding? No.
That's crazy.
No, absolutely not.
But it just goes to show that like anyone can fucking do it.
Yeah.
If you like put your mind to it. Okay. Do you feel like you are now living that like professional dancer dream, essentially? But like in a different way?
Not to its fullest yet. I'm not done. And I'm getting to the age...
I completely agree.
Yeah, I'm
I think
definitely
you
not
haven't
done.
Even like
I haven't really like
started.
Yeah, I agree. I would love. I mean, I really don't have time to go to auditions anymore or anything, but I would rather get a direct booked because people now reach out through Instagram and TikTok and they want me to do this and that. But obviously, it would be awesome to be like a backup dancer for like either one show or whatever because it doesn't make a lot of money.
Yeah,
like no money. but it would be fun. Like, I just want to work with people that I've admired, like J-Lo or Justin Bieber. Like, people like that. I think that'd be cool. But I don't think I'm done yet. And it's crazy that I'm getting to the age where dancers stop. Like, when dancers are 30, I'll be 28 soon. When dancers are 30, they're, like, tapped out.
Yeah.
But I feel young and I look young, which is good. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I have so many other things going on that dance isn't, like, my priority, but I'm still working
Well,
for
what a
it.
Blessing that you don't have to rely on booking stuff.
Yes.
Because
that
is
like
a nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
Same with acting
yes,
and modeling.
Exactly.
It's really hard.
It's really, really hard. So I'm glad I have, like, other things going on. I have the editing. I have dance teaching, social media, everything.
Yeah.
So
do you now make your most money from social media?
Yeah.
Social media
and editing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm so like infatuated by you.
Thank you.
You're such a gem.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you feel like now being in the position you're in, do you feel like you want to help other people that were like you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is there
like
anything?
My dream. Like,
okay.
You know what I've always said? Like, when I was poor, I was always like, I just wish I had enough money to, like, just pay for someone's college tuition for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is, like, I love giving and, like, seeing people's reactions. So, like, that is my favorite thing in the world. So I feel like, I have dancer friends now that are 21 that just moved here, and I see myself in them. So I sit down with them, and I'm like, I'm going to help you the best way. I'm going to give you the best advice.
Yes.
And they're, like, thriving. I just want to, like, I don't know. I don't want people to go through what I went through because the dance world is very hard. It's very competitive, and you don't make a lot of money. But it's hard when it's your passion and, like, that's all you want to do. So
And you're good. Like, you know, it's just because you don't make a lot of money doesn't mean it's not brutally hard.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or you need to, like, have a certain talent.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, I so resonate with that because Alicia totally, like, took me under her wing and was like, basically, I started off as her, like, production coordinator.
Right.
And then, like, I thought I wanted to work, like, at Warner Brothers. And
interesting.
Yeah, like, I was interning at, like, Amazon Studios, CBS, like, all these places. And she was like, I feel like deep down, the strategic bitch, she knows what she's doing.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She's a genius.
She's a genius. Well, you're a genius.
No, she's a genius, too. I learned from her. So, anyway, she, like, took me in. She was like, she's so, like, almost, like, silent but deadly. Like, when she's ready to, like, attack, she does that. She's like a cat. And she, like, literally, like, took me in, trained me.
Okay.
And then I, like, became her producer, like, her full-time, like, executive producer. She was like, you are going to be, like, my eyes, my ears, my everything.
Wow.
You're going to be, like, literally. And it was, like, unintentional because, like, I also have never met someone I'm more similar to in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really was, like, a... whatever we all believe in.
Right.
It really was one of those things. And she, because she has helped me so much and to this day helps me so much, she texts me, she's like, bitch, you need to fix this on your blah, 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 your latest YouTube video. She's still, she's literally my coach. Yeah. And to this day, she, like, has taken me under her wing introduced me to her entire orbit of amazing people and everyone, which is like pure gold in LA. Yeah. And anytime I need anything, she's there helping whatever and pouring her like genius mind into me. And now that's all I want to do for someone else.
Wow.
But it's
that's exactly funny
how simple it is. But like,
yeah.
But I
it is a great feeling.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's awesome because that's the cool thing about LA, but I feel like it gets such a bad rep for all the times people get screwed over in LA. But
and that
like,
will happen.
Yeah.
Over and over
and
again.
And I'm sure you've gotten screwed over by people, 100%. As have I. Yeah. But like, I don't know. It's cool to I feel like we don't hear these stories that much.
No,
where like,
not at
no,
all.
This family like yeah. took
it's
me in.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest thing I can tell people. It's not easy, but it's worth it.
Yes.
I think it's really like exciting to be here and figure it out. You
so
know?
What do you think was the most like pivotal thing you learned during your like tough times trying to make it in LA? Like if someone's in that position right now.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I relate to her, but I still haven't made it. Like what would you want to tell your younger self?
It sounds so corny, but keep going. If you feel like you're supposed to be there, even if it's not working and like the ground is slipping from under you.
Literally.
Oh my God, my ceiling collapsed one time at that
Stop.
Speaking of, yes, I came home from Panda Express.
I'm
dead. This is crazy. I came home from Panda and I was just having a hard day and I opened my door and my ceiling was on my bed.
No. So where'd you sleep?
Not there.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep there for a week. They had to like come in and clean the whole thing up.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Keep going.
Yeah, so just keep going. Just keep swimming.
It's possible. Like, okay. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Just literally pick up as many jobs as you can.
Mm-hmm. And just be nice
meantime,
to people.
Be nice to people. Yeah, don't fall into any weird crowds, no matter who they say they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just
find a
core friend group that is genuine. And, like, you'll go through groups where you're like, oh, they're just using me, they don't really care about me. I've been through that. I think having a good genuine friend group keeps you going.
Mm.
Because other people working around you and especially being around people that are more successful than you, it makes you want to work that much harder and be like, all right, if they can do it, I can do it.
I love being the dumbest in the room.
Oh,
it's the best.
Love it.
It's the best.
Story of my freaking life.
The poorest, the whatever.
Oh my God,
like,
yes.
It's that's a great room to be in.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Heath now.
Yes.
Okay,
woo! So you start.
The BBL way. Okay, so Heath, what did it for you about Heath? Because clearly it wasn't the cowgirl or the cowboy hat.
Oh, I love it now. I mean, he was funny when he opened his mouth. So when I first met him, I kicked it off with like a sarcastic joke and I was just going to see if he bounced it back to me, and he did. I was like, oh, he's funny. We had the same sense of humor. And then the first night we met, we just like talked like all night to the morning, like just sat in the living room and talked. And I really got to know him. And it's so funny. I told my mom, like, I like this kid because of this. And she was like, that's why I liked Daddy, because he was talking about how much he loved his mom. And he was like, I love my mom. And like, we get along really well. And he was talking about his family. And I was like, well, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. So he was just like, he looked intimidating, but he is a big mama's
boy. A softy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he just like, did he instantly adore you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Matt King would tell me that. He's like, he would tell me like, this girl Mariah and this and that. And I was like, really?
Hilarious. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what happened? You're there till the morning talking.
Yeah.
And then?
So we hung out a few times, maybe like two or three times. And he told me he liked me. I told him I liked him. We were like into each other. And I said, okay, but the thing is, I'm moving away for the summer to Virginia because I booked a job as a magician's assistant. And I love seeing people's face. So yeah, I booked a job as a magician's assistant in Virginia Beach.
Like, this is so random.
Yeah. So I moved to Virginia Beach after I was like, I really like you, but I got to move away for the summer. I'll be back in September.
Yeah.
So
distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Uh-huh. And it did. So it was nice having that separation because we didn't have to go through like the honeymoon, not the honeymoon phase. What would you call it? Like just getting to know each other.
Oh.
We would FaceTime every day.
Oh my God.
And getting out those stupid questions that nobody like, what's your family like? What's your favorite this and that? Yeah. Do you like movies? All that like nobody really likes to go through. We did it while I was in Virginia. We would FaceTime at night and like ask each other questions and then like talk the next day. Yeah.
Wait, okay, but did he get your number at the apartment? Like, how'd you keep talking? Did he ask you on a date?
Not until we got back. So
but you would just hang out, it's like,
we literally hung out three times, then I moved.
Wait, would you hang out alone, though?
No, it was with a group.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was very fresh, but we were like, oh, I'm into you, you're into me, whatever.
And then you would FaceTime.
Yeah, we FaceTimed the whole summer, and then I came back in September, and he asked me out right away, and like...
Like on a date?
On a date.
Where'd you go?
We went to Idle Hour.
Where is that?
It is North Hollywood.
Oh my gosh, okay. And what'd you, like, what was the vibe?
It was, you've never heard of Idle Hour?
Uh-uh.
I have to show you what it looks like.
Okay.
It is a giant barrel shape. You don't know what this is?
Oh my gosh, this sounds like something
it
I would love.
It sticks out like a sore thumb. It's very old and... isn't that cool?
I've never seen this. I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Wait. It's right off Lancashire.
I have to go.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have good food.
What is it, a bar?
It's a bar restaurant, and then there's like ice cream in the back patio.
It kind of is giving...
So cute.
No, it's giving the... it has breakfast food, and then it has like a little store.
Oh, it's a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Cracker Barrel.
That's giving Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Okay, so you you go there...
Yeah, we go there, and then we go to the infamous Saddle Ranch.
Shut up.
So we go to Saddle Ranch with everybody, and then we end up... So the boys used to do this thing where they would go across the street from Saddle Ranch and climb the billboard.
Yeah.
So I wanted to climb the billboard, so he took me on top of the billboard, and that's where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Stop. I think I've heard the story, but that's so cute.
Yeah.
Okay. And at this point, or where is he in his career? Is he they're vlogging or they're in David's Vlogs? What's going
they're
on?
They're in David's Vlogs, and they both just started, him and Zane both started their own separate channels.
Okay.
So that was fresh.
So were you like, what the heck is this?
Yeah. So.
Like, yeah, this isn't a real job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what were you thinking?
Well, I looked at their apartment. And I was like, this must be good money because how are you affording this? Like, that's crazy. This is all you do. And
what did he say? Was he like, I'm a vlogger?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, I do social media stuff. And I was like, all right. And I was just like curious about that world. And then one day he was editing his vlog, and I remember him always editing, and he hated it. He was like, this is the worst part about being a YouTuber, like, it's the editing. Nobody likes to edit. So he was editing, and he got so frustrated, he, like, literally stopped. He was like, I can't do this right now. Like, I just don't want to do the editing part.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, let me try. And and I've never owned a laptop in my life. And I was like, and he was like, okay, like, have you used a Mac? And I was like, nope. So he gave me it, and he taught me, like, a couple keys. And
was this Final Cut or iMovie?
iMovie.
Awesome.
And so he left to like go to the gym or something, and he was like, do whatever you want with this. I'll come back and check your work.
Are you dating yet?
Yeah, we're together. We were together as soon as I got back from Virginia.
Okay,
we're like boyfriend, girlfriend, labeled. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, down on the billboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So I was editing it, and I was having a blast, and I ended up being really good at it, even though I've never done it before. And I just started YouTubing like different tips and tricks. I downloaded Final Cut and started editing for him.
You're so proactive.
It's really...
Okay, you started editing for
him. I'm very hands-on. I can't sit in a classroom.
Yeah. Okay.
So I started editing his, and then like a lot of the friends were like, I like the way you edit. Can you edit mine? So
no way.
Yeah, whoever needs help now, I'll like Todd will send me his footage, sometimes Scott. Zane.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm an editor. I didn't see that's something that never would have. I didn't know editing was like a thing.
Yeah. Also, it's like one of the most valuable skills you could possibly know if you want to be in this industry.
Yes.
Like, if you want to move to LA, know how to edit. Like, you'll get so much work.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is, like, great advice.
Get so, like, just get, like, iMovie somehow or download
the way
it
you put things, even, like when you get do brand deals, like, the way you splice it together, like, it could, like, so many brands are like, I love the way she puts her videos together. Yeah. Like, I love that feeling. Uh-huh. I love, it's like a puzzle, like, putting pieces
together.
And you
edit unfiltered now, right?
I did. So we just hired an editor.
Yay!
So he'll do majority of it, and then it goes through me, and I take out whatever needs to be taken out.
Okay,
but,
good.
Yeah, I was. It was taking up
so much time.
Oh my God. One time it took me 22 hours to edit one episode. It was crazy.
People don't understand how, I guess, time consuming and just like how important editing is.
It's so, like, important. It makes or breaks a video. 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Heath has to ask you to marry him one day with that billboard.
Oh my God, you think?
Like, he has to, like, has to be a part of it. Like,
oh my God. I never even thought of that.
He, like, you know, proposes, and then you, like, are like, hey, let's go celebrate the engagement parties at Saddle Ranch, and then you turn, and then it's like,
on the, oh my God.
Did I just come up with the best idea ever?
This is why they pay the big bucks. See, you are so good. That didn't even cross my mind.
I'm done.
I'm like, you wouldn't catch me dead on that billboard again.
It would be cute. And then it's like, oh, like, why are Heath and Mariah on this billboard? It's like, oh, it's because, like, that's where he has to be the girlfriend. Well, like, it's cute.
Wow. It would be more expensive than the ring to get that billboard. It's right on Sunset.
Yeah, that's so true. It's okay. Sponsored. Yeah. Okay. So when did you decide that you're, like, going to start posting on social media?
I think he pretty much encouraged me. I was posting a lot of dance videos, and a lot of people were already finding me through my Instagram, like, just booking jobs and stuff like that, which was cool. I didn't
booking
have
dance jobs.
Yeah, booking dance jobs. I didn't have a lot of followers or anything. I had like maybe 5,000, but in the dance world, that's pretty big to have.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah,
5,000 is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And so once he started posting me, obviously, like, the following grew, and I started hanging out with David and the crew, and people were curious about me, and I never wanted to do, like, I never thought of, like, being a vlogger or anything. Like, I don't think that after seeing him and Zayn, like, so frustrated, I'm like, okay, I don't think I can do that. But I'm down to do, like, small clips, like Instagram, TikTok, stuff like that. So he introduced me to the world, and he was just like, let's do it. Like, let's get you a manager and figure out how you can
hop on. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So now would you recommend aspiring dancers 100% to, like, post the crap out of, like, their dances on TikTok or
1,000%.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, everything.
Do you think it's fair when someone that has a lot of followers that's a good dancer goes up against someone that doesn't have a lot of followers and they get the job?
I'm like, iffy with it. It's very, because nowadays, all these dance shows, I'm not bashing anything, but all these dance shows are taking people that already have a following just for the views, and that's how everything is now. They look
but it's
for
like,
how
I
many
get it
right.
Why would they not?
Right, exactly. But I feel like it's fair if they still sprinkle in people that don't have a following that are extremely talented.
Yeah.
There's so many talented dancers that I see that don't get anything because they're not known.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, I totally empathize with that, but also I'm like, I get why the company.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, it's a business. It's like, it's gonna bring in views because TV's not a thing anymore, so they got to find a way to reel people in. So I completely get it, but there's a part of me that's like, that's sad. Like, these people work so hard their whole lives and it's not easy, like, getting a following. Like, thank God.
No, it's hard.
It's really hard. Like, I got very lucky. I'm very grateful that I fell into, like, the right group. But it's also hard to maintain.
So hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to evolve and stay on top of the...
Yeah, stay relevant. Yeah, everything.
Or stay ahead of the curve.
Right,
or,
exactly.
Know, everything like that. Wow. Okay. I'm like, so... You're the best.
Thank you.
Do you... Why do you... Would you ever consider vlogging or having your own YouTube channel?
You talked to me about this so many times. You're like, why aren't you doing it?
I literally would love to watch your vlogs. I think, selfishly, like, want to watch.
I feel like, I think it'd be really funny if I vlogged, but as Sanaa Imam.
Yes.
Like a morning routine.
That would be amazing.
Go to the grocery store with me. I think it'd be funny.
Why don't you try a few TikToks? I mean, you kind of do.
I do, but you told me you were like, you should be doing them more. I should. Yeah. I should do them like maybe once a week would be ideal. But I should see, because it does really well on TikTok. People love the character. Because I'm also not really a beauty guru type, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what else I would do. Really.
Like, I know you're like, well, yeah, you are. But like, really, I'm not.
Right.
I just like now get sent stuff and I'm like, okay, may as well play with this.
Right.
Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
But like, I really am. I talk about like, if you watch one of my vlogs, I feel like you'll be able to be like, okay, I could do this. Like, it's, I don't know. It's whatever you talk about, like, I'll be interested in because I'm just interested in you. Like, you're
okay,
interesting.
That makes sense.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't
like, I watch
need
people
be...
like that. I'm like, I don't care what you do. I just really
no,
like you.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, at the end of the day, you could literally be, like, cleaning up horseshit and it'd be like, I would want to watch you because Mariah's doing it.
Okay.
Not because of what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you could have the craziest, most insane video and honestly, I'd probably rather watch you at home.
Got
vlogging.
It.
Vlogging.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Does that make sense? Because it's you. And I just want to watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're interesting.
Is right.
That, I know you're like,
no, it
no,
makes
I'm
sense.
Not, but like,
I think the biggest thing is I am a perfectionist and I have a lot of anxiety. So already posting, like, small 30-second things, I get so in my head about. Like, I get worked up posting one picture on Instagram.
Really?
I'll sit on it for months figuring out a caption, if it's cropped the right way. Like, I'm very, very picky, so I don't want it to overwhelm me, I think.
Yeah.
Because it is bigger.
And then I'm like, maybe, if you're such an editor, you could have so much fun, like,
that's
doing
what I,
crazy.
See,
like,
I love the editing part. A lot
you
of
could
people
edit
don't.
The crap
I
out of
love
your,
the editing part. I love, like, that's the part I'm looking forward to, but it's also, like, the content you have to, I really always feel like I need to one-up the video before, but that's not the case.
No,
right?
Your whole friend group's like that. I don't know
I know.
Why.
Every single person's like, especially Zane, like, he's really hard on himself.
I
he was
know.
Like, I can't top what I just did.
He's crazy.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
But you look at him and you're like, dude, just upload you talking
and
eating cereal.
I'm such a hypocrite. I'm like, just do it, but I will not do it.
No, it's hard. You know what is such a, this is like such a unrelatable thing I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. But you know what's hard is when you have so many followers now that you're like, ah, I feel like I can't just throw up anything and see if it sticks like you can when you're small.
Yes.
And you're growing. Like even my size, like I could throw up something random at 3 a.m. and people would be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But like when someone has such a dedicated, like a million people
it's
obsessed
like,
with them.
Give the
like,
people what they want.
They're like,
or
why
get
isn't
out.
This a crazy like car surprising vlog?
Right. Right. Exactly.
When like someone, you know, when you want to do something a little different.
Exactly.
But people are like, no, you trained us to like this.
Yeah. That's the
and
tough part.
And they feel
part.
Like they own you, which I understand.
Yeah. That's
but,
what I admire Alicia for, though, because she broke out of that. Like she had her moment of this style.
Yeah.
And then did she go on a break?
Yeah. She like she had her like school Alicia moment, had a literal meltdown. Went on a break, hired a personal assistant, then she hired me and we just
and look at her
evolved and
she's doing amazing.
It's and good things take time, like you learn as you go.
Exactly.
You know? Like
even
me, like I'm like, oh my gosh, I cringe at my even videos from like 2 months ago, but that's good. That means I'm like getting to where I want to be or whatever.
Right.
But I think you would be such a good, like, interesting.
Maybe one day.
You'd be such a fun, fresh, like, pop of just, like, positivity or just, like, excitement on YouTube that
Thank
I feel like
you.
I don't see.
Thank you.
It'd
okay, I'll do it.
And then we would see, like, Heath and little, like, the background a little, which would be fun. I don't know. I think it would be fun.
It could be really fun.
So you now, like, what's a day in life?
The first thing I do every morning is I edit whatever needs to be edited.
Okay.
I either edit late at night, like 1 a.m. overnight to get it out of the way, or when I wake up, I'll throw editing. I'll do Todd's video. I'll do podcast stuff. I'll do Heath stuff, whatever needs to be done. Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite videos to edit?
Oh, good question. I'm biased. I gotta say Heath's because I'm in them.
Yeah, you're like edit out where I look bad. That's me. That's me with when I'm in Alicia's vlogs.
That's why I'm like when we hired the podcast editor, I was like, can I still see it? Because I still cut
literally.
Out. I don't like that angle in me. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, Heath's is definitely fun.
the squirrel video.
Oh my God.
You guys are hilarious. He needs to get back on his golfing. We need to do a golfing. I need to go golfing with him.
He's going through that phase where people comment, we miss the old Heath. And he used to do all these like crazy things. And now he's like, I want to do cars, golf, and whatever else he's into. And they like, people are just like, this is boring. And I'm like, you got to push through it,
but
though.
You
like,
know what,
gain
though?
New people.
Yes. It's literally like you're churning through.
Yes.
I had this conversation with YouTube. Literally, when Alicia was going, we would have like meetings with YouTube, and she'd be like, "Oh, but I'm losing so many subscribers." And they're like, "Actually, that's great because
you're gonna filter,
you're getting
them out.
Rid of the people that are not happy. They're commenting negative stuff, and then you're gonna bring in the new people that actually are interested in the golf, the watches, the whatever,
the people her age. Yeah, I feel like she's a really good demographic.
Exactly.
Now. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that it's so much easier said than done.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Which I understand.
It's patience.
Totally.
That's the name of the game. Patience.
Exactly. Okay, so you wake up, you do your editing, and then what?
And then sometimes I'll do Pilates, some sort of working out.
Is this at home, or do you go to classes?
I go to a class down the block from me.
Okay.
And then I'll come home, I'll get ready for the day. I teach 3 days a week.
So fun.
I teach Tuesday and Thursday at my house and Sunday at somebody else's house. Exclusive. So I teach 3 days a week, and then we film the podcast either Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Every day is so different now that I'm realizing it. That's pretty much it.
And do you plan like time to hang out with your friends, like on the weekends? Or are you mainly hanging out with Heath and the crew? Or
I'm
what?
Very spontaneous. So if I have 2 hours where I'm not doing anything, I'll call my friend and be like, can you come over? Like, I need that balance. Because I went through a phase where I wasn't talking to anybody and I was just like straight work. And it was completely like draining me and giving me more anxiety because I couldn't find that balance. And Heath was like, you have to like see your friends. Like you have to hang out with people and not work. Because I was just like, oh, work comes first. Uh-huh. But he's like, you're good. You're chilling. Like, go hang out and relax. Like, I just don't know how to relax.
No, something about me is I can't relax.
I can't relax. Yeah.
Most influencers can't. Because it's
your brain doesn't shut off. I think that's why
it's a 24/7 job.
100%.
And it's like, yeah, like even when it's midnight, I'm like still working.
I'm brainstorming for the next day. I'm like running through TikToks. I'm like, okay, I'll do that tomorrow.
Yes. And I'm like, how can I accomplish this?
Yeah. It doesn't stop.
It is crazy. What do you think makes you and Heath so compatible? Like, why do you think you're such a, I guess, successful couple?
I think because, unfortunately, there's a lot of couples that fall into social media together and it doesn't turn out great.
It hardly ever does, but you guys have done it so successfully, so I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I'm grateful that we both have the same personality where we love pushing each other. Like, he loves helping people, I love helping people, and we push each other every single day, and we're just like, whatever you need help with, I will help you. It's not a competitive thing at all, because I feel like that's what a lot
of
couples.
That's how I feel with Alicia. I'm like, we're a couple. No, but like seriously, it's
only
like healthy.
Helping. Yeah, it's so healthy.
A little healthy, not competition, but like, you know,
right?
You're like, you
help
should
me
be
help
going
you.
Like up like that.
Exactly, it's very healthy, and if anything that has to do with work is like making us butt heads, we're very aware of it. And we're like, let's stop this now. Like, this isn't as important as our relationship. So, and we never fight ever. Thank God. Ever. Yeah. We always get along and we never take anything out on each other. And we just tell each other. We're very what is the word?
Communicative.
Communicative. Yeah. Hate that word. Ugh. Does
that
exist?
I hope I said it right.
Communication is just, it's huge in the relationship. Yeah.
And especially because if you guys are like working, living, and like dating, like that's a lot you're doing together.
It's a lot, yeah. I'm a housewife.
Literally. So exhausting.
So exhausting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious, like, what are some tips, I guess, for like someone looking for like a relationship like your guys's, like a successful one?
I would say patience is key.
Okay.
Patience. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Okay.
I'm just looking at like relationships that I've been around. Mm-hmm. Heath was like my first serious boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's, he had to teach me a lot, like how to open up emotionally, because I never told people how I was feeling. Like if I was upset, nobody would ever know. If I was having anxiety, nobody would ever know. I just like that. I always put on. Yeah, it's bad. And he taught me that. Like he would ask me, he would see that I'm like fidgeting or something. And he's just like, there's clearly something wrong. And like, you need to express that to me. And I had a hard time expressing myself. So don't be afraid to tell the other person how you feel. Otherwise, it's going to be a guessing game and you're going to get mad at them for not knowing how you feel. And it's just like you don't have time for it. You know what I mean?
That's
just be
so
like
true.
Straight up. Don't play games. Like that was like my biggest thing in relationships. If I went to like, if I liked a guy, the second he started playing like games, I'm just like, oh, all right, next. Like don't waste your time on people that, you know,
that
play
make
games.
You question yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have any other like dating tips for girls? I feel like it's really hard to date in LA.
Oh yeah. I told myself my husband's not in LA.
Okay.
I literally said that.
So you just were like, I'm living my life, I'm having fun.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
here to work and make money and do and dance and, you know, have fun.
Yeah, but I'm like, what happens when you're like 35 and you're like still working and like doing your thing and you're
right.
like, what do I do?
There's a plan for you.
Yeah. I'm like,
what is the plan? Like, show me the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just patience and don't force anything. I think that's a big thing. I see that in a lot of my younger friends that also just moved out here. They're just like, there's this guy and this and that. And I'm like, I can already tell you no. I can already tell you no. Yeah.
Like if he wanted to,
I think I just have a good radar. Yeah. I'm very reserved, conservative. And I'm just like, I didn't like sleep around or anything. So and I didn't really go out to bars and clubs. It wasn't my thing. So I felt like meeting him in an organic way, like at his house.
That's so ideal.
With like friends. And it was like comfortable. And the way he was like speaking about his family, I was just like, this feels, you can just tell when it feels genuine.
Absolutely.
If you're like pulling teeth to see, like, I don't know how he feels. Nah.
Yeah,
he should tell you. Like a guy is gonna tell you.
Wow,
how he feels. Yeah, there should be no guessing.
Yeah, that's so
right. I think that's what it is.
I know. I think what's hard, like I always say this on this podcast, but like especially being a female that like is like knows what she wants and is like young and it's like I don't know. It's hard to date because like I'm like I'm even thinking of Alicia. Like we are our, like, boss, you know, we're girl bossing.
Yeah.
And, like, we're...
You want somebody right there with you. Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, meet someone that's, like, even a little bit older that, like, has, I don't know.
Their life together.
They're girl bossing as much as I am.
Yeah.
Or they're, like...
They're serious. Because out here, like, guys are just here for fun. And they're just, like, yeah,
let's... They're just dilly-dallying trying to get their audition. Which, like, I get it. It's hard. Like,
I get it. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is really hard to, like... Even when you go out and, like, meet guys, like, I very rarely have ever met anyone. I'm like, that
really?
Person impressed me.
How long have you been out here?
Literally 7 years. I moved here when I was 18, and I'm 24 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, you're good. I think you're good.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's really hard. I'm obsessed with, like, Midwest guys. So I always have, like, boys back home. I'm like...
And you know what? You have... No offense to guys in LA, but you have morals and values. That's what it is.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
That's why I, like, love... I feel like I love hanging out with you, because you feel like my, like, family friends.
Everybody says that. They're like, are you my cousin, like, going to our house?
Every time
I wanted
I go
to feel that way, though.
Well, every time I'm at your all's house, I'm like, like, can I jump in the pool? Like, it's so fun.
Yeah. That's how I want it to feel, though. I want it to feel... I love feeling like people's, like, safe place.
Yeah.
Like, they can come to me
and
they can come
like
over.
And I feel like I don't have to, like... I don't know. For some, like a lot of things in LA, I feel like I have to like put on and like do my thing and work with the room, like
be
which
LA.
I can do, but like
play the game. Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to like play cards.
Yes.
Or whatever.
That's the environment like we want to give
just
off.
Hang.
On. Yeah.
I
just
don't know.
Just sit by, when we sat by the fire,
that was...
I think about that all the time. All the time. I think about that. That was
so fun.
For hours,
you know,
just talking.
So the first time I ever met Mariah, it was after Pretty Basic was on their podcast.
Yeah.
And we stayed there, I think, till like 3, maybe 4 a.m.
We sat and talked for hours.
Around the fire.
Hours.
I felt
that was
like I was
so
Midwest.
Fun. Nobody had their phone.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God, it was great. Yeah, I love that feeling. That's how you know those people are genuine.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you know what is so funny? It's like, we've never talked about this. I was so shocked. We were all like, they're cool. Like afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we were like
you never
so
know.
Impressed by you guys. Because
you
were so fun. And like, I don't know, normal. Just normal. Yeah.
That's how exactly how we felt about you guys.
Really?
Yeah. You guys are so normal.
We were like, whoa. You're so normal. This is crazy.
Yeah.
We have to do that again.
Yeah.
You guys 100%. Should come to Alicia's, which she has a fire too.
I want to do like a game night with yes. like some pizza. Just or like cooking. I don't know.
Oh, we would be so
something
down.
Something real. Something raw.
We can cook out. Anyway, Mariah, it has been such a delight like hearing your story. And I think you are one of my favorite, like, positive, like, you light up a room in real life and you light up my feed. And seriously, I'm not just saying that. I thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
And you're so inspiring. Honored.
This is great.
No, I'm so excited for people to listen because I feel like so many people can relate to your story. And
I hope so.
Thanks for being so open and honest about it.
Yeah, that never happens. So
yeah,
nobody ever knows that.
She texts me later. Is like, cut this.
Let's just redo the whole thing. Literally. No, we're good.
Okay. So where can everyone follow you and pimp yourself out, pimp out the podcast?
Okay. We have a podcast called Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can find it on YouTube, the video version, audio versions on Spotify, Apple, everything.
Watch the video version. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
a set.
We're a very visual podcast, unfortunately. Yeah.
No, it's great.
And I have Instagram and TikTok, Mariah Amato.
She's an insane dancer.
Thank you.
So talented.
Thank you.
Everyone go follow her. Subscribe to this channel. Subscribe to my other YouTube channel. And we'll see you next week with another episode. Make someone's day this week.
Ciao. Woo! Be nice. Be a good person.
Yes.
It gets you far.
Pay it forward.
3 inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.